Well, globally, GDP is expected to grow at about 3.2% in 2011. This is a slight fall from the 3.8% that was recorded in 2010, and it's expected to pick up in about 2012, 2013 to about 3.6%. It's, however, important to realize that there is a distinction in the strength of growth in both developing countries and high-income countries. While we see growth rates in developing countries at about 7.3% in 2010 and maybe dropping slightly to 6.3% over the 2011-2012 period, for high-income countries, it's around 2.7% in 2010 to about 2.2%, firming up just a little bit to 2.7% over the 2011-2013 period, implying that growth rates in developing countries are about 2 to 3 times stronger than what high-income countries experience.
Why the better growth in developing countries?
Well, the better growth in developing countries is partly because the center or the epicenter of the crisis was in high-income countries. And so high-income countries, even though are recovering, they still have some structural issues that have to be dealt with. Unlike developing countries that were not hit as hard as the high-income countries. So the recovery from there has also been stronger.
So the fact that some of these developing countries, like in sub-Saharan Africa, did not have the, in a sense, the sophisticated economic systems of the rich nations actually protected them?
Yes, to some extent, but the growth story in sub-Saharan Africa is definitely much more nuanced story than that. Over the past 10 years or so, sub-Saharan Africa has recorded growth rates of about 5% on average, which are very high, and for 2010 in particular, growth rates were about 4.8%, that is rising from its crisis level of about 2%. And our projections are that by 2011, growth in sub-Saharan Africa will restore itself at its pre-crisis average of about 5%. And even over the 2012-2013 period, it will pick up to about 5.8%. Just one thing that I'd like to add is that sub-Saharan Africa is a region with several countries, and so there is a lot of diversity in growth performance amongst these countries. A third of countries in the region growing between 2 to 4%, but if you take another third of countries, they're also growing above 6%, which are very high growth rates, even by developing country standards. Indeed, if you look at growth in sub-Saharan Africa, it's amongst one of the fastest compared to other developing regions. So that is certainly good news for sub-Saharan Africa. Among some of the fastest growing economies in sub-Saharan Africa includes some of the resource-rich countries such as Congo, Nigeria, Ghana, and Mozambique. But it's not limited to just the resource-rich countries. There are some non-mineral-rich economies such as Rwanda and Ethiopia that are also registering growth rates of above 7%.
What about South Africa? Of course, that was often called the main economic engine of the continent, but it was hit fairly hard by the economic recession.
Yes, South Africa's growth path has been slightly different from that of the rest of sub-Saharan Africa. In part, yes, South Africa is much more integrated with the global economy, both financially and trade-wise and investment-wise. So to some extent, yes, it was hit harder than other countries in the region. But also, what has been driving growth in South Africa so far has been consumer spending. But business investment has been weak, though one expects that that will pick up this year and perhaps also into 2012 and 2013.
Now, the new World Bank report says as they put their financial crisis behind them, developing countries need to focus on tackling country-specific challenges such as achieving balanced growth through structural reforms, coping with inflationary pressures, and dealing with high commodity prices. It sounds like a tall order.
Yes, if the structural reforms were not undertaken several years ago, then the investment that's currently going into some of the services sector, not just telecommunications, but also even retail services and even the banking sector, would not be occurring.